What is this all about, and what problem is it trying to solve?
Sure. So we kind of have two sides to the house. There's the hardware side and the software side, and the really great things kind of happen when you put them together. The hardware side is a product called Kinoma Create that Aaron mentioned briefly before. I'm just going to hold one up so people who haven't seen it kind of know what they look like. It is a green and white box. You can see it has a screen built in. There you go. Mm-hmm. Runs Linux inside, and we built it as a device for makers, really specifically for makers, but for people who want to get into making, in large part, who are, it turns out, intimidated by having a bare green board with lots of pins sticking out and wires and just all the things that they have to do to get started that are so unfamiliar. You know, there's a lot of people who want to try making, but don't want to start at that level. And so, you know, we put a nice case around this. We put a touchscreen on it. And that allows the device to have its own personality, its own character that people can interact with directly instead of having to type to a command line. And then, as you guys mentioned in the intro, the other really important thing is the software. And everything on this device is built around JavaScript. So even though it's Linux inside and you can telnet in and do all the things you would normally do there, the device really is fundamentally programmed in JavaScript. And so makers, people who are getting started, can live completely in the JavaScript world and never have to dive down into the Linux layer to create their first projects. And we find that to be a really big deal because Linux is powerful, but that's also something that has a fairly steep learning curve for somebody who just wants to blink a light. And so we're really both on the hardware and the software side trying to provide a nice pathway in, but it has all the depth. It's there. It's not a toy. It's not just a place where, you know, you're going to learn and then move on. You can build real, rich, complete products. And to put that into context, Kinoma, the organization I'm with, is part of Marvell Semiconductor, which is a 5,000 or so person company that makes chips for some of the biggest brands in the world. And the chip inside this product has been used by dozens of companies in real commercial products. So there's a full path from kind of getting started and making all the way through to mass production.